There's a very simple and very powerful pasuk in Parshas Bechukosai, Vayikra Perek Chavav Pasuk Yedalad. It is one that I believe sets the stage in many ways as we're approaching Shavuos in a certain sense for what Kabbalah Satorah is all about, as we will suggest. The Torah is contrasting those that listen to Hashem and the rewards that they get, and those that don't listen to Hashem and some of the fallout, the negative fallout for them. The Torah, when introducing those that don't, that are not in a good place, says, "V'yimlo sishm uli," Hashem says, if you don't listen to me, "v'lo sa'asu es kol ha-mitzvos ha'ela," and you don't observe the mitzvos, so then certain negative things are going to happen. One camp of Mefarshim are bothered with the second part of this pasuk, "V'lo sa'asu es kol ha-mitzvos ha'ela." What does it mean to not keep all the mitzvos ha'ela? The Chizkuni understands it means shum mitzvah min ha-mitzvos ha'ela, any of the, you're not observing any of the mitzvos that are found in Torah. For the Ralbag, Eis Kol Mitzvos Ha'ela is a reference to potentially a particular mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah of, or the Isser of Avodah Zarah. Chazal tells us, we learned it from the Pesukim in Parsha Shlach, that if you worship Avodah Zarah, it says if you violated all of the mitzvos, and therefore, says the Ralbag, the Torah doesn't mean that you stop keeping everything, but maybe it's a reference to stopping to keep, to worshiping Avodah Zarah. Be that as it may, there is a group of Mefarshim led by Rashi and the Or HaChaim that focus on the first part of this pasuk. What does it mean to not listen to Hashem? And what's the connection between not listening to Hashem and not observing mitzvos? As Rashi points out, I probably would have assumed not listening to Hashem means you violate averas and don't observe mitzvos. But that's what's found in the second part of the pasuk. If you don't listen to Hashem and you don't keep mitzvos, so what does it mean to not listen to Hashem? What is that a reference to? So Rashi has the suggestion, v'yam lo sishma'uli, means that a person is not working hard, is not amel in Torah, la da'as medrash chachamim. Since Bar Parsh B'chukosai begins, in B'chukosai teilechu, and Rashi understands it means, shetu amelim b'Torah, that if a person works hard in Torah and toils, they will merit a variety of wonderful things. And v'yam lo sishma'uli, if you don't work hard, if you don't toil in Torah, so then, says Rashi, you'll have two averas. You'll have not observed Torah, you have not merited, you have not been amel in Torah, and secondly, you will not have observed all of the mitzvot, which are two averas, hare shtei averas, says Rashi, both that are in many ways very problematic. The Maharal elaborates that according to Rashi, the kind of Torah I'm not learning is la da'as medrash chachamim, that I'm not engaging sufficiently in Torah sheba'al peh. Says the Maharal, Torah sheba'al peh, the oral law, is often associated with, because it's given over orally, with shmia, with hearing. And if you're not engaging and toiling in the oral law, and you're not keeping Torah mitzvos, so that puts you in a very precarious position, and then a person, unfortunately, says Rashi, may be deserving of very problematic things. The Or HaChaim understands, like Rashi, that v'yam lo sishma uli is a reference to Torah learning, and v'lo sa'asu es kol mitzvos ha'ela is a reference to mitzvos. But according to the Or HaChaim, it's not that the Torah is telling us two different averas that people have done. It's actually understanding that it works in some sort of a causational way. V'yam lo sishma uli, says the Or HaChaim, the Gemara tells us that in the Seches Kiddushin, that Torah serves as an antidote to the Yetzer Hara. That Torah serves as a means of protecting us from the evil inclination. It says the Or HaChaim, v'yam lo sishma uli, once a person is not engaging in serious Talmud Torah, once a person is not learning, that is the cause why they will not be keeping mitzvos either. Because Torah protects us, it positions us better to be able to keep Torah, to be able to keep mitzvos well, and therefore, says the Or HaChaim, v'yam lo, the way he reads the pasuk, v'yam lo sishma uli, v'lo sa'asu es kol mitzvos ha'ela. So whereas according to Rashi, it's counting two different averas in this pasuk, not learning Torah seriously and not observing mitzvos, for the Or HaChaim, it's describing the way that this happens. How does a person come to the point where they're lo sa'asu es kol mitzvos ha'ela? Well, when you neglect serious Torah study, so we lose the antidote protecting us from the Yetzer Hara, we lose a certain God in our lives, and that leads us lo sa'asu es kol ha-mitzvos ha'ela. I believe one could suggest an additional interpretation based on the Or HaChaim's idea of causation, but in a way which I think is very, very powerful. Rav Hirsch here in the Pasuk notes again this word of v'lo sishmu, not listening to Hashem. Not listening to Hashem. And lishma li, to listen to Hashem in a very close and real way. And he seems to highlight the importance of the shmia playing a role here. In general, not in this context, Chief Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs has pointed out in a bunch of contexts that the word shmia is one of those words which in truth is very hard to translate. It's something which is very hard to translate, It is something which is a deeper form of knowledge. He quotes the Beis Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Ishbitzer, as understanding a difference between the senses. Hearing is very different than seeing. Seeing is sometimes something which a person can see, but it's a little bit more superficial. I see the external of it. Hearing, when hearing is done well, has a greater power than seeing. Sight looks at the external aspects of things, but hearing requires us sometimes to understand in a more deeper way, inwardly, what is really happening. Says Rabbi Sachs, that's part of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The meaning of Shema is more than just, it is more than just to hear, but it's rather, the way he says it, listen, concentrate, give the word of God your most focused attention, strive to understand, engage all your faculties. That part of the word Shema and Shema Yisrael is a charge to us, not just to technically hear, but to focus in a very deep way, to connect in a, not just in a superficial, what did I hear, but to listen very, very closely, to concentrate on what's really going on here. That's part of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and that is part of, from the Beis Yaakov Vishbitz, the unique power of Shmia. Shmia to understand in a deeper way what is really going on. Perhaps that's part of what's going on here also. V'yemlo sishma uli, the Rechaim told us it's causational. If a person doesn't listen, they'll stop keeping mitzvah. So part of what it may mean is, v'yemlo sishma uli, if a person has not cultivated sufficiently the ability to listen well, to concentrate, to focus, to give time and attention to people when they're listening to them, so then that's going to lead to a struggle in observance. A struggle in observance, because if you can't listen well and you can't connect to the deeper things that are in front of you, so individual mice and mitzvahs, we may also lose a certain perspective and a certain awareness of just how important they are. And those who have cultivated well the midah of shmiyah, of listening closely, listening deeper, being able to be more sensitive to what's really found and to what's really there, so those people appreciate the power of moments. Those are people that are able to be cognizant of the unique opportunities that are there. They hear, and they hear really well. And when you hear well, so then when you're in the moment and can perceive the importance of what you do, you can also keep in a much more real way all of the mitzvot. It's about cultivating the midah of shmiyah. So the Torah tells us that a person can make a mistake. A person can struggle in different areas. And one of the ways that a person struggles, eventually, v'lo asos kol mitzvos se'ela, they won't keep all the mitzvos. Either it's shemachas min ha-mitzvos, or it's avodah zara. But there's something very problematic when it doesn't keep mitzvos. But the first part of the pasuk is incredibly intriguing. V'yemlo sishm uli. What does it mean to not listen to Hashem? So Rashi, the Or HaChaim, the Maharal, clarify that it means a person is not focused sufficiently in toiling in Torah, and potentially the Torah of Torah Shebaal Peh. Why the Shmia there? So for the Maharal, Shmia connotes a certain kind of oral law, a certain kind of awareness of what I hear. We were suggesting a different idea, that even if it's about Talmud Torah, it's really about cultivating the midah of Shmia, of being able to listen, concentrate, and in a much deeper way connect to the person talking in front of you, and certainly to the Torah that you are learning. We are in a tkufa, we're in a stretch, which is obviously very problematic, but also a very powerful one, as we get ready for Kabbalah HaTorah, as we get ready for being mekabel the Torah of Shavuos. And part of what we want to do is to make sure that we're obviously keeping mitzvah observance well, but as the Or HaChaim reminds us, the starting point is Amelus B'Torah, that those of us that engage in serious Talmud Torah, it positions us to be better able to connect to Torah, but perhaps even on some level more powerfully, that one of the things that we can connect to is not just learning Torah in a real way, but to be able to learn Torah in a way which is animated by and dominated by the midah of shmia, of being able to listen closely, to concentrate, to focus in the Torah that we're learning, to be able to appreciate it well. And we should be zocha to do that with the Torah that we learn, to cultivate the midah of shmia in our interactions with others, so that we can be part of a Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, of an Achdus HaYisrael, and one in which at Matan Torah we'll be able to be people that learn Torah ba'amelas, that observe Torah mitzvot, and perhaps most importantly, learn how to listen well to the power of Torah, which is found. Shkoyach, have a wonderful rest of your day.